Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning at its peak on the last day of final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates his commitment of providing regular monthly pension to farmers and small shopkeepers if voted to power again. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and SP-BSP-RLD Alliance hold rallies in Mirzapur, Uttar Pradesh. BJP President Amit Shah says controversial statements on Godse by Pragya Thakur and others are against party's ideology. Matter has been taken up seriously. And Supreme Court orders withdrawal of protection from arrest to former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in Sardha Chitfund case. Campaigning is at its peak on the last day of final phase of Lok Sabha polls to be held Sunday. 59 constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase. Star campaigners of various political parties are making their last-ditch efforts to woo the voters on the last day of campaigning, which ends this evening. Addressing a public meeting in Khargone in Madhya Pradesh, senior BJP leader, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, reiterated his commitment of providing regular monthly pension to farmers, small shopkeepers, farm labourers and other people above 60 years of age with small earnings, and monetary assistance to all farmers under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman scheme if the NDA is voted back to power. Prime Minister said that in the past 5 years, we have increased the speed of work to make a strong system from seed to market for farmers, and we are fully committed to doubling the income of farmers by 2022. Mr. Modi also said nobody can touch land of those living in forests till he and the BJP are there.
मैं आपको इस बात के लिए भी आश्वस्त करता हूं, जब तक बीजेपी है, जंगल में रहने वालों के अधिकारों को, उनकी जमीन को कोई हाथ नहीं लगा सकता। आपका ये सेवक आदिवासी समाज की पढ़ाई, कमाई, दवाई, सिंचाई और जन-जन की सुनवाई के लिए पूरी निष्ठा से काम कर रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi will also hold meetings in Indore, Khandwa and Ratlam in Madhya Pradesh today. State Election Commission will deploy runners to update it about the voting percentage in far-flung booths where no mobile network is available. Our Bhopal correspondent reports that around 100 runners have been especially trained in Khandwa district for the purpose.
Several booths of Khandwa district have zero network connectivity. As per the information, there are 43 zero network connectivity booths in the Harsud, Mandhata and Pandhana assembly constituencies of Khandwa district. District election officer Vishesh Gadpale told to AIR that every such booth would be deployed with two runners. One would be stationed in an area where mobile network is available and the other would be in a polling booth. He will update the first runner about the poll percentage every 2 hours. The one with mobile phone would then update the sector officer. This cycle will continue until the polling is completed. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
In Uttar Pradesh, Congress General Secretary and in charge of Eastern Uttar Pradesh, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, led a roadshow in Mirzapur today. Priyanka's another roadshow is scheduled later today in Padrona. BJP leader and Union Minister Smriti Irani held a bike rally in Gorakhpur in favour of party candidate and Bhojpuri film star Ravi Kishan Shukla. BJP leaders and Union Ministers Colonel Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore and Piyush Goyal are addressing public meetings and doing door-to-door campaign in Varanasi, from where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the BJP candidate. SP-BSP-RLD Alliance held a joint rally in Mirzapur today. BSP chief Mayawati has attacked BJP and Congress and said that both parties have made false promises. Speaking at the rally, she said that poor and downtrodden are feeling oppressed in the BJP rule. Later, there will be another rally at Chandoli in which Mayawati, Akhilesh Yadav and Ajit Singh will be present. The constituencies where election will be held are Maharajganj, Gorakhpur, Kushinagar, Devariya, Bansgaon, Ghosi, Salempur, Balia, Ghazipur, Chandoli, Varanasi, Mirzapur and Robertsganj. Our correspondent reports out of these 13, two constituencies, Bansgaon and Robertsganj are reserved for scheduled caste candidates.
There are 2 crore 32 lakh voters, including 1 crore 6 lakh women and 2,19,473 are new voters. There are total 171 candidates in the fray here in this phase. Most 30 candidates are pitted in Varanasi and least 4 candidates in Bansgaon constituency. All major political parties have fielded their candidates here. BJP-led NDA is fighting on all 13 seats, out of which BJP is on 11 and its ally Apna Dal S on 2 seats, Mirzapur and Robertsganj. Congress is fighting on 9 seats and it has extended support to Janadhikar Party on 2 seats, Chandoli and Ghazipur. Out of SP, BSP and RLD alliance, SP is fighting on 8 and BSP on 5 seats. This is very important phase due to many key contestants here. Amongst the key contestants whose political fate will be decided are BJP senior leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Union Minister Manoj Sinha in Ghazipur, Anupriya Patel in Mirzapur. MS Yadav, AIR News, reporting from Lucknow.
In Bihar, leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned for 8 parliamentary constituencies in this phase. Our Patna correspondent has the details.
Addressing election rallies at Jahanabad and Patna, JDU President Nitish Kumar reiterated that he is seeking votes on the basis of good works done by his government in the last 13 years. Mr. Kumar exhorted people to vote in favor of NDA to speed up development work in the state. Criticizing opposition, LJP Chief Ram Vilas Paswan said Congress and RJD are misguiding people over reservation. On the other hand, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed 5 election meetings and appealed people to vote Grand Alliance to save constitution and country. Addressing a series of meeting in Calcutta, Rashtriya Lok Samta Party Chief Upendra Kushwaha said NDA government failed to fulfill those promises which were committed during 2014 elections. With KK Lal, Aarti Rana, AIR News.
In Himachal Pradesh, addressing a public rally in Solan, Congress President Rahul Gandhi attacked the Prime Minister on demonetization issue.
Dukane band ho gayi, businesses band ho gaye, informal economy khatam ho gayi. 2-3 साल हो गए मगर नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने देश को ये नहीं बोला कि हाँ नोटबंदी में मैंने गलती की. अगर व्यक्ति अपनी गलती को नहीं पहचानता है तो वो सीख ही नहीं सकता.
Our Shimla correspondent reports that 5 MLAs including 1 minister are trying to make it to the Lok Sabha.
The high voltage election ring for the May 19 polls saw the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress fielding a galaxy of stars to garner support in favor of its candidates. A total of 45 candidates are in fray for the state 4 Lok Sabha seats, but direct contest is expected between the ruling BJP and the opposition Congress. A total of 53,30,154 electors may exercise their right to franchise to decide the fate of the candidates. Sanjeev Sundariyal, AIR News, Shimla.
In Punjab and Chandigarh, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh today addressed an election rally at Hoshiarpur, where he said that development and curbing corruption were priorities of the Modi government. Congress leader Navjot Singh Sidhu addressed a rally at Lumbi village. He raised the issue of sacrilege of religious books and said if the culprits were not put behind the bars, he will resign from his ministerial post. Sunny Deol, candidate from Gurdaspur Lok Sabha constituency, today visited border towns and villages and sought support promising employment and development. BJP President Amit Shah has said controversial statements on Godse by party leaders Pragya Singh Thakur, Anant Hegde and Nalin Katil are against party's ideology. Mr. Shah asked party disciplinary committee to issue show cause notices to these leaders in this regard. He has asked the committee to submit its report within 10 days. In a tweet, Mr. Shah said, the remarks of these leaders are their personal opinions and the party has nothing to do with them. He said although they have withdrawn their statements and apologized, but these comments are against the party's ideology and dignity and the matter has been taken seriously. Pragya Singh Thakur, who is the BJP candidate from Bhopal Lok Sabha seat, had termed Nathuram Godse as a patriot. In a tweet, Union Minister Anant Hegde was seen supporting Pragya Thakur, while BJP MP Narin Katil compared Godse with former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. The Oxford Dictionaries has rejected Congress President Rahul Gandhi's claim that a new word, Modi Lai, has been added to the dictionary. In a tweet, it said the image used by Mr. Gandhi showing the entry Modi Lai is fake and does not exist in any of Oxford dictionaries. Yesterday, Mr. Gandhi had took a dig at Prime Minister Narendra Modi claiming that there is a new word in the English dictionary, that is Modi lies. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4.05 p.m. to 4.30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
The Supreme Court vacated its order today granting protection from arrest to former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in Sarada Chitfund case. The Apex Court said its February 5 order granting interim protection to Kumar will continue for 7 days from today to enable him to approach the competent court for legal remedy. A bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi asked the CBI to act in accordance with law in the case. The Election Commission on Wednesday had ordered the removal of Kumar, who was posted as Additional Director General CID in West Bengal for allegedly failing to control incidents of violence in the state, and had asked him to report to the Union Home Ministry on Thursday. Kumar was removed along with West Bengal's Principal Secretary Home, Atri Bhattacharya, after parts of Kolkata witnessed widespread violence during BJP President Amit Shah's massive roadshow in the city. A special NIA court in Mumbai has directed all accused, including Sadhi Pragya Singh Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit in connection with Malegaon 2008 blast case, to remain present before the court at least once a week. The court expressed displeasure over their absence in courtroom. Court also directed that exemptions sought without cogent reasons will be rejected. Next hearing will take place on 20th of this month. Enforcement Directorate ED is questioning former ICICI Bank CEO and MD Chanda Kochar along with her husband Deepak Kochar for the fifth consecutive day today in New Delhi. They are being questioned in connection with the ICICI Videocon loan case. Last week, the ED had summoned Kochar to record her statement after she failed to appear on 5th of this month. The ED has registered a criminal case under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act early this year against Chanda Kochar, her husband Deepak, Venu Gopal Dhoot of Videocon Group and others to probe alleged irregularities and corrupt practices in sanctioning of 1,875 crore rupees loans by ICICI Bank to the corporate group. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army man who was injured in a counter-militant operation in Shopian district last evening succumbed to his grievous injuries, security sources said. Two militants and one of their associates were killed in the encounter. An army man was also martyred. U.S. President Donald Trump has rolled out a merit-based immigration system from which foreigners, including hundreds and thousands of Indian professionals and skilled workers waiting to get green cards or permanent legal residency, stand to benefit. He made the announcement in his Rose Garden speech yesterday. The proposal significantly increased the quota for skilled workers from existing nearly 12% to 57%. President Trump said permanent legal residency would be given to professionals based on points for their age, knowledge, job opportunities, and civic sense.
Companies are moving offices to other countries because our immigration rules prevent them from retaining highly skilled and even, if I might, totally brilliant people. We discriminate against genius. We discriminate against brilliance. We won't anymore once we get this passed, and we hope to get it passed as soon as possible.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning at its peak on the last day of final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Modi reiterates his commitment of providing regular monthly pension to farmers and small shopkeepers if voted to power again. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and SCBSP-RLD Alliance hold rallies in Mirzapur, Uttar Pradesh. BJP President Amit Shah says controversial statements on Godse by Pragya Thakur and others are against party's ideology. Matter has been taken up seriously. And Supreme Court orders withdrawal of protection from arrest to former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in Sarada Chitfund case. And with that, we end the midday news.